New data from the Idaho Department of Labor today confirms what many people already know. The number of underemployed Idahoans is growing. Last year, there were nearly 100,000 people who were underemployed. State Impact Idaho reporter Emily Ritter Saunders joins me in the studio to talk about this story and other economic news State Impact is following. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
What does this data from the department mean?
Well, calculating the underemployment rate can often be a more effective measure of what's actually happening on the job market. Underemployment means they were either working a part-time or temporary job, but wanted or needed a full-time job. And while the unemployment rate only calculates the number of people without jobs who are actively searching. So this underemployment figure shows the bigger picture here, which in Idaho seems to be that people aren't working as many meaningful full-time jobs as they'd either like to be or that they need to be.
The state's underemployment rate in 2010 was 14.2%. That's up from 12.7% back in 2009. But some regions, I guess, fared better than others.
That's right. That number you just listed was the state total, and the Department of Labor has actually aggregated that data by region. And perhaps surprisingly, southwestern Idaho, which includes Boise, Meridian, and Nampa, saw its underemployment rate drop. The largest increases, however, from 2009 to 2010 were in eastern and south-central Idaho.
Also new this week from the Census Bureau are state and county level estimates on poverty and income.
Yes, and the news here isn't bright either. However, according to Idaho's Department of Labor, the data isn't altogether surprising. The statewide poverty rate in 2010 is up to 15.8%. That's more than a full percentage jump from 2009. Also, Idaho's median household income is down to just over $43,000 a year. That's also been a steady decline since 2007, before this latest recession, when median income was more than $46,000. I'll mention, too, you can find much more detail about this story, plus you can find interactive maps from the Census Bureau at the State Impact Idaho website.
And you'll be live blogging tomorrow from the annual Taxpayers Association Convention. It's sort of a preview of the upcoming legislative session, right?
That's right. I'll be following the action and updating a live blog starting at 8:30 tomorrow morning. The conference schedule includes presentations from a tax foundation economist, an economist with the Dallas Federal Reserve, and several Republican leaders of the Idaho legislature. So what you'll be able to do is read these updates in real time on our website and also participate in the conversation live in real time at the State Impact Idaho website.
Well, thanks for the update. You can find these stories and more at the State Impact Idaho website. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org and click the State Impact logo. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.